Welcome. Today, we're discussing Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG, and a fantastic open-source platform called Graffiti. It's all about building temporal knowledge graphs, a super cool way to give your AI agents a constantly updated and historically aware knowledge base.
That sounds incredibly useful. Isn't regular RAG a bit static? I mean, keeping an agent's knowledge base up to date can be a real headache, right?
Exactly. Standard RAG struggles to keep up with constantly evolving data. That's where Graffiti shines. It's designed to ingest ever-changing data while maintaining a history of those changes, so your agent knows not just what's current, but how the information has evolved.
So, like remembering past user preferences, even if they've changed, that's brilliant for personalized customer service.
Precisely. Imagine an agent aware of a customer's past purchase history, even if their preferences have shifted. The potential for personalized recommendations and truly understanding customer needs is huge.
This temporal aspect seems key. Can you explain how it works in practice?
Graffiti uses Neo4j as its knowledge graph engine, which connects information through relationships, creating a rich web of knowledge. It's like a family tree of data, showing how information is linked and how it's changed over time.
So it's more than just updating information. It's about understanding the context of those updates.
Exactly. It's about adding context and relationships. Traditional RAG is like a library. You find specific books. A knowledge graph is like a map. You see how everything is connected.
Got it. How does Graffiti compare to other knowledge graphs, like LightRAG?
Good question. LightRAG is great for static documents, like documentation that doesn't change often. Graffiti, however, excels with dynamic data, the kind most businesses deal with daily. And it's fast. Sub-second latency for both building and querying the graph makes it incredibly scalable.
Speed and scalability are essential for real-world applications. Did you get a chance to test it out?
Absolutely. The quick start is incredibly easy to follow. I connected to Neo4j, added information about different LLMs, and performed some searches. The results were impressive. I even built a simple AI agent using Pydantic AI that uses Graffiti as a tool. It was amazing to see the agent's answers evolve as I added new information to the graph.
So it's not just about the technology, but how it empowers the agents to use that knowledge effectively.
Yes. In my test, I introduced new LLMs and even a made-up concept called massive language models. The agent adapted its responses based on this evolving knowledge, even noting when older information became obsolete. That's the power of temporal awareness.
But should we ditch traditional RAG altogether? It still seems valuable for some tasks.
I agree. It's not about replacement, but augmentation. The ideal RAG solution combines knowledge graphs with traditional methods like vector databases. This gives agents multiple ways to access information, leading to richer, more accurate results.
A multi-pronged approach. That makes perfect sense. So, if I want to start using Graffiti, where should I begin?
The Graffiti GitHub repository is an excellent starting point, with a clear README and helpful examples, and their official documentation expands on this, especially for those wanting to integrate various LLMs. Whether it's OpenAI or others like Gemini or Anthropic, you've got options. For those wanting a completely local setup, Alma can be used with a locally hosted Neo4j. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool indeed. This sounds like a game changer for RAG. Thanks for sharing this.
My pleasure. Graffiti has me really excited about the future of RAG, and I hope it does the same for you. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.